All right, Steve, here we are, our last break of the day. It's been a good day. Still happy to have you back and everything.
Yeah, good week.
Can I share something with you that I learned on this trip? Mm-hmm. I do a lot of meditating during my time off, man. I really do. I try to rejuvenate and get my spiritual connection to God tighter. I think this was probably the best for me ever. I really, really opened up more to God's presence. I really, really focused on my spirituality as a person. Now, listen, I'm just going to be honest with you. You know, I still ain't got it all right. But I'm okay with that because guess what? Ain't nobody got it all right. So I'm okay with where I am. But I did improve a great deal over the break because I spent a lot of time meditating out on that water, man. It is such a spiritual awakening. And I just wanted to share a couple of things. A lady on my job who's, she's really, really just a great Christian. You know, she prays for us on the set and everything. And, you know, she kind of is so in tune to all of us. You know, Mr. Harvey, you okay today? You seem troubled. I'm going to pray for you. Stuff like just really, really nice. Name's Jennifer. Nice lady. She runs sound on Family Feud. And she bought me a gift for my birthday, a daily devotional that I read every day. And really, really, man, put it into focus for me and changed some things. And one of the things I had learned about was how worry affects a person. And see, worry is such a wasted form of energy, because worrying, especially when it comes to tomorrow, a lot of us have a lot of energy directed into worrying about tomorrow. And what I learned from this daily devotional of that is one of the major waste of time and energy, simply because there is absolutely nothing you can do about tomorrow. Now, that's not to say that you shouldn't plan for tomorrow. That's not what it's saying. But it is talking about the worry of tomorrow. Because it often, the scripture says something to the effect that even by worrying, you cannot add 1 hour to your life. So if by worrying, you can't add 1 hour to your life, why are you worrying about the rest of it? You can't even get extra time on the planet by worrying. So the rest of it is so minute and minuscule, it doesn't make any sense. So here's what happens in worry. What I learned was God actually created us to be able to master time instead of having time master us. And one of the ways he does it is he gives us this thing called a day. And in this day, that is what we are designed to cope with, and we can handle just today. We are built and equipped to deal with today. That's why he created the Lord's Prayer the way he did. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Give us this day our daily bread. Now, here's what I had to learn. The reason that section is in the prayer is because you're supposed to ask for the strength, the wisdom, the guidance, and understanding for today. Not tomorrow, today. Because we are creatures that he built, and he wants us to master time and not have time master us. The only way to master time is you got to take these days, and he's broken it down into two segments, day and night. Night comes for the majority of us that's not working night shift and all that. Night comes to give us a rest for what happened to us in the day. So he broke it down into two segments. You got a segment of the day where you're working, and you got a segment of the day where you're recuperating. That's what we were designed to cope with. If you add tomorrow, next week, the week after, next summer, when you put that on your shoulders, what you've done is you've overburdened yourself for no reason at all, because we are simply not built for that. You cannot handle any more than what's happening today. And if you place more on you than today, You're overburdening yourself. You're wearing yourself down. And now instead of mastering time, time is mastering you. And that's one of the biggest things I learned on this break, to release myself from the worry of tomorrow and ask God for my daily bread so I can make wise decisions today, so I can listen more intently to his instructions for today and use him more as my companion and my guide. And that right there is how you manage your day. That's the best thing I learned. I hope I explained it the right way, but that's the best way that I found to put it. And it changed me so much, man, by not worrying. Because simply, guess what? Ain't nothing you can do. Now, I got to check myself every now and then because something happened today where I started worrying about when I get back, what I got to do. Wait a minute. Hold up, man. Why am I worrying about when I get back, what I got to do? Because guess what? It ain't here yet. Now, I have, once again, let me reiterate before it's misunderstood. I'm not saying you're not supposed to plan, have hopes, dreams, or visions. You do. But I'm just saying for today, you got to get through today. If you do it that way, give us this day our daily bread. That part of the prayer is important for all of us. Use it. It'll make your day go a whole lot smoother. You might get off that high blood pressure medicine. Those are my closing remarks.
Drop it!
Dropping the mic.